This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
It is a different blueprint than has been put forward before, but Connecticut commuters could still be looking at tolls. Governor Lamont has unveiled his $21 billion Connecticut 2030 plan.
The tolls wouldn't be on entire highways, just the places that need to be fixed. Governor Lamont says it's impossible to ignore the problems, and borrowing isn't the answer.
We've got 14 bridges that we're going to repair and get them up to speed. We have a user fee on each of those 14 bridges.
Those user fees are tolls. The price would vary between 50 cents and $1 based on the cost of the project. Republicans have expressed reservations, and Lamont says he's open to compromise.
I'm listening for other ideas, and if the legislature has a better idea on how to pay for it, I'm all ears.
The plan also calls for Metro North improvements that would speed train service and upgrade equipment. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Bus riders will get a dedicated space to board the buses on 14th Street, making the sidewalks more pedestrian-friendly. Marla Diamond has details on that.
The wheels on the M14 are going much faster since the busway's debut last month, cutting crosstown travel time by 30%. Now the MTA wants to shave even more seconds by extending the curb to the bus lane, which will also free up space on the sidewalk for pedestrians. This rider was on board with the idea.
I like the new service that you only have to put in your, you put your Metro card in the machine and, you know, get a ticket. It speeds up the service. It's much faster, yes.
What do you think about extending the sidewalk for you guys to get on a little easier?
That's a great idea. I think it's a great idea.
The platforms will give passengers a designated place to board and allow bus drivers to remain in the bus lane instead of having to pull up to the curb and then merge back into traffic, which the MTA says can add anywhere from 20 seconds to a minute onto the commute. In Chelsea, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Mayor de Blasio wants to move Wall Street's Bronze Bowl sculpture from its current location at the tip of Bowling Green Park to the front of the New York Stock Exchange. The city has been making a list of high pedestrian traffic areas that could be susceptible to car or truck attacks, and the bull is one of them. The area near the Stock Exchange is already protected from vehicular attacks. The chairman of the Bowling Green Association isn't buying it, though. He says the city could install protective bollards at the bull's current location.
State troopers are going undercover to catch drivers who are breaking New York's Move Over law. WCBS's Sophia Hall says they're calling it Operation Hard Hat.
New York State DOT workers have died. Many have been injured because of speeding and distracted drivers. That's why the move over law was passed, which states you have to move over in a work zone, and if you can't, slow down. And here along the Southern State Parkway and Valley Stream, state police sergeants have gone undercover dressed as construction workers to catch drivers not obeying the law. Here is Sergeant Frederick Ortiz.
So as the vehicles pass over, we look especially inside the vehicle to make sure the operator is driving without a cell phone device or a restraint. My other partner here is looking at the speeds of the vehicles utilizing a laser and seeing if there's a high rate of speed of operators that are running through the work zone.
And Sergeant Curtis Fagan tells me,
I can see it from a sense from a DOT worker, being like a flag person from DOT or somebody working on the side. There is really no cover out here with these workers that are operating.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police have arrested the cyclist who hit a pedestrian in Midtown in April, killing her. Damian Doward of Queens has been charged with reckless endangerment. 67-year-old Donna Sturm of Brooklyn was in a crosswalk on West 57th Street when Doward ran into her. She died 10 days later. Doward told police his bike's gears and brakes failed.
Craig Allen's in the Weather Center tracking some rain, which may eventually be a little wet snow tonight.
In the far northern and western suburbs, the higher terrain, and that would be dependent upon how fast that cold air gets in here versus how fast the rain decides to leave. It's going to be, well, it is already raining in most of northern, northwest, New Jersey, up the Hudson Valley, just north of the Tappan Zee. All of Connecticut is pretty much covered right now, even if it's just a little bit of a sprinkle. The city, we'll get into it very, very shortly. It's closing in from all around. Tonight's low will drop to 28 to 34. So again, any precip that is still falling when that temperature starts to take a nosedive later tonight, it could briefly end as wet snow. Now tomorrow, it's a windy 40-degree day with a mix of sun and clouds, feeling like it's below freezing all afternoon. Freezing or below freezing temperatures for tomorrow night, 20s to near 30, and then Saturday the sun will give way to clouds with highs again just around 40, but not nearly as windy on Saturday. Currently in the city, 54, humidity 64%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.